Hello and welcome to 433, a program dedicated to new music on CITR's 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Yes, it is true. I am not only playing music today, but I'm also composing it on the fly. Why not have a little fun, right? This is an online theremin courtesy of Femur Design. If you Google it, I'm sure you'll have no problem finding it. I do have an excellent show lined up for you today. I have a Montreal composer by the name of Nicole Lisée. We have a piece called Left Brain, Right Brain, as well as a few hidden gems from the vault. But first, why not play a little solo avant-garde tuba? I mean, I think people need a little bit more solo avant-garde tuba in their life. This is courtesy of UbuWeb. UbuWeb is the repository for avant-garde film, text, music. And I'm going to play a piece called Capriccio per Tuba, Scherzo alla Boccata Polacca by Krzysztof Penderecki. It's about 4.5 minutes long, and then we'll launch straight into Nicole Lisée's Left Brain, Right Brain. Kind of what I have to do now by talking and composing music at the same time. So I hope you enjoy this. Krzysztof Penderecki, Capriccio per Tuba.
Thank you.
Kind of brilliant. Nicole Lisée, left brain, right brain. Let me read you a little snippet of her biography from her website. Nicole Lisée has been called a brilliant musical scientist and lauded for creating a stir with listeners for her breathless imagination and ability to capture Gen X and beyond generation. Montreal-based composer Nicole Lisée creates new music from an eclectic mix of influences including the earliest MTV videos, turntablism, rave culture, Hitchcock, Kubrick, 1960s psychedelia, 1960s modernism. She is fascinated by the glitches made by outmoded and well-worn technology and captures these glitches, notates them, and integrates them into live performance. I think that recently I was told that she has done a kind of homage to an album by Rush. So I really encourage you to check out this fantastically talented Montreal-based composer, Nicole Lisée. And I'm sure that you've heard, but we had a little bit of a glitch with the solo avant-garde tuba. But I'm just not willing to give up on the dream. So I'm going to try it again. If that fails, I have some excellent records lined up for you, including something by Anton Webern, one of Arnold Schoenberg's most trusted disciples, and Claude Vivier, a fantastic, beautiful Canadian composer that will be performed by Array Music. And both of those are going to be LPs. Meanwhile, I'm going to try this Christoph Penderecki piece one more time. It's called Capriccio per Tuba, Scherzo alla Polacca. The We did it. That was Zdzisław Piernik performing Krzysztof Penderecki's Capriccio per Tuba, solo avant-garde tuba. I think this was the debut of the solo avant-garde tuba on the show. So I'm going to play a few announcements, and after that, as promised, I'm going to play a couple of vinyls. The first one is courtesy of Nonsuch Records, Anton Webern's Cantata No. 1, Opus 29, with Anita Westhoff as a soprano, and a Gunther Wand conducting. Meanwhile, you are listening to 433 with your host Gregory Gann. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. And if you are, or if you're not, feel free to write me at theoryofhappiness@yahoo.com or follow me on Twitter at CITR_433. And we'll be back shortly after these messages.
Winter weather got you down? Let the February issue of Discorda be the light in your life. Bringing you the same exclusive content in our exciting new format, this month's issue is filled with oodles of goodies, such as shots from the DIY Fest Xenopalooza, the Groundhog Day staff sound-off, a calendar of all the best shows this month, and information on all the awesome swag you can win during this year's fun drive.
Are those CITR socks? That's bananas.
Plus band features on Hollow Moon, Connecticut, Redrick Salton, The Written Years, Vague, and Kubla Khan. All this and so much more in Discorder, that magazine from CITR. A copy can be picked up at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, check us out online at discorder.ca. And a very special thanks to our advertisers, the Biltmore Cabaret, Fortune Sound Club, LiveVan.com, MRG Concerts, the Portside Pub, Postal Loop, the Rickshaw Theater, Study and Go Abroad Fairs, and Weird Distro.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And there you go. What a beautiful, entrancing work. Makes you feel, think about faraway places like the island of Bali. If it does make you think of the island of Bali, well, that's exactly what the piece was written about. This was called Pulau Dewata. It was written in June of 1977 by Claude Vivier. And the title refers to Bali, the island of the gods. In his notes, Vivier dedicated this work to the Balinese people. He wrote, in French, "This work represents a succession of 9 melodies derived from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 sounds. The modes can, at times, recall Bali, since I intended to write a piece which evoked the spirit of Bali, the dance, the rhythm, and above all, an explosion of lives which are simple and real. The ending of this work reflects the traditional signature of many Balinese works. It is an homage of love to these wonderful people who taught me so much." And this was performed by Array Music with Beverly Johnston on percussion and Henry Kucharczyk on piano and Douglas Perry on viola. This was a wonderful recording. It's a vinyl courtesy of Center Discs, dedicated solely to Claude Vivier, the great Canadian composer who left us long, well, before his time. Finally, the last little bit that I wanted to play for you on this show is a favorite album of mine by R. Murray Schafer called My Life in Widening Circles. I want to play the piece called A Wild Bird. And meanwhile, let me say thank you for listening. This has been 4:33 with your host, Gregory Gann, on a Monday evening, like every Monday evening between 6 and 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And if you enjoyed the show, feel free to write me a line, theoryofhappiness@yahoo.com, or follow me on Twitter for some prize giveaways. My Twitter account is at CITR_433, and please stay tuned for GAC and the Exploding Head movies. They will truly be exploding this week, I am sure. He's in the studio getting ready, and coming up, R. Murray Schafer from the album My Life in Widening Circles, the song Wild Bird, the song of the Wild Bird. This has been 4:33, and thank you for listening.